We're back.
What's up?
What's Yo, up, Dan?
What's up, everybody?
And yeah, and listener.
Yeah, everybody. That's everybody. Everybody.
Yep, that's everybody.
Let's do socials.
Yeah.
Give us a review on
Apple Podcasts.
Yes. And 5-star us on
Spotify.
The other one, Spotify.
And like us and follow us on both of those as well.
Yes. Yes.
Album soon.
It's the Losers Q Pod album soon. Yes.
True.
The
I think
socials.
We're just Losers Q on those, I think.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
It's crazy we don't know.
it's definitely just Losers Q. I'm not even questioning it. I know it. So, yeah.
I don't know. You don't sound sure.
I'm
You're
sure.
Right. I'm sure.
I am sure.
Yeah, I confirmed it. That's why you're sure.
Yeah. Follow us on Twitter at Losers Q Pod. That's Losers Q Pod for sure.
True.
Send us your sads, mads, bads, glads to losersqpodcast@gmail.com.
Is there what episode is this? This is episode
I think we're at like 98.
Yeah. Matt and I, we were talking yesterday. Because we hung out yesterday.
True.
We'll get into that. We'll get into that a little more if you want.
Eventually.
Let me see here. Yes, it is 98.
True.
So we were thinking maybe
you were thinking.
Oh yeah.
If you're about
I
to
was
say
thinking.
What I if you're about to say what I'm thinking you're gonna say.
I brought up, I said, you know, let's do like a live stream of some sort.
Oh yeah. Never mind. Different
maybe,
thing.
Maybe on Twitter, maybe on Twitch, you know, we'll have to figure it out.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll have face cams.
I don't have a camera.
I don't either. So
I mean, I guess we would have time to get that.
Yeah. I don't know if I care that much though.
No.
We'll see.
If they wanted to see our faces, they could see them. They're on Twitter/X.
True. Nah. It's still twitter.com, so
listen, bro,
you know?
I'm still calling it Twitter/X, okay, Dan? I'm sorry.
/X.
The X does make it sound like very extreme. X.
Very extreme, and then you go on there, and it's just like
porn,
like porn bots in the fucking comments.
Correct.
Wait, maybe we should just.
Oh my god!
Don't
wait,
like us on Twitter.
Yeah, don't. Honestly, don't.
Hmm.
I said I was agreeing with you. That's all. Don't.
No. What did you say before that?
That's why it's X, cause porn.
True. So, you know, if you go on that cesspool, like us there. But yeah, we'll figure something out. We'll post it around everywhere. But
correct.
That's the heads up. We're gonna figure something out. I don't know. Maybe today.
Maybe today.
Yeah. But yeah. All right. Let's get this shit rolling, man. I got a question.
God, I love that.
Okay. Hope I gotta find it again.
Oh my god.
Okay. If everyone in the world lost the ability to sneeze, how long would it take for people to notice?
What do you mean? Like,
how long would it take for
people to notice
people
exactly
to notice?
What, though? Like,
that people aren't sneezing anymore.
If, so, like, see, this is a tough thing to, like, answer. So, like, I would probably notice it after, like, I'm going to go with just, if it's just my daily life, it'd probably be about 3 weeks. That's just a guess, because people be sneezing
weeks,
in my office.
Okay.
So, like, if I'm not,
yeah, but like,
if I'm not recognizing that I'm not saying bless you.
3 weeks, I agree, that's probably, like, a good amount of time.
Yeah.
I guess I'll say in my personal life, probably be, like.
Oh, I'd notice if I'm not sneezing immediately, but I just think maybe things have turned for the better.
True. I feel like I would notice in like a couple days, because especially if it, you know, starts getting warm, because like the allergies start hitting me.
Yeah.
And then and then my girlfriend, she sneezes all the time, so you know. But I asked a coworker this, and he said, how often do you ask yourself, man, I haven't heard someone sneeze in a while. I wonder what's going on, you know? Like,
yeah.
Like maybe it'd be months. Maybe it'd be years.
I mean, for like us as a society to notice, it would probably take a month. I would say a month.
Okay. A month?
No way it goes a year. I would say it's like a month tops.
A month, wow.
I think someone would be like, I think I don't even think a month is like that realistic. I think it might be like a week. But like a month top. Yeah, I think people would be like,
like how though? Like how would
you know
how would it get
MS
out into the world, you know?
Who'd just be sneezing. They'd go to their doctor and they'd be like, "Doc, it's just not happening anymore."
For real? After like a week?
I mean, maybe, I don't know.
They're like, "Man, I haven't sneezed in a week. I should go see the doc." That's just what I'm thinking.
If
you know?
They've got like severe allergies to the point where they're like actually sneezing that often, maybe they would. You know?
Hmm.
I don't know. I think it would probably take about a week and a half. I think within a month, though, we'd figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you think? Like society, not just you.
Society. You know, I want to say a month.
I think a month is fair. I just think we find out before a month.
It's like, if you have those severe allergies and you're sneezing all the time, you know, maybe you're like, I'm just having a good time, you know, like the allergies aren't hitting me too hard. And then like after a month, you're like, okay, I haven't sneezed once this whole month. Something going on.
I just feel like some people would notice it beforehand and then it would start becoming more widespread that people are noticing it's not happening, you know?
Yeah.
That's how I see it.
It would be like, it would start with the severely allergic people.
Correct.
And then it would, you know, branch out and be like, wait a second, it's everybody. And then, like, everybody would know, you know?
Yeah.
Would any bad come
from
big news stories
just being gone?
Probably.
Wait, what? Why?
Well, like, the point of sneezing is to, like, get things out of your nose.
Ejecting you.
No, let's go with that.
Yeah, no, it's basically that. Your nose. Uh-huh. Like, your nose. Mm-hmm. Come. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, to simplify it, basically that. So, like,
yeah,
I mean, I'm just saying, like, if it's gone, doesn't that mean there's not, like, a need for that?
No. Like,
no, you're just saying our bodies just become incapable of doing it?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We lose the ability.
I see. Yeah, I'm dead. I'm just gonna die. I'm probably dying. The dust is just gonna start collecting. It's over.
I don't know. Like, I guess you could still like blow your nose, but it's not the same as sneezing.
Sneezing gets
the shit out.
I'm gonna become a habitual nose blower.
I mean, that's me currently.
Fair. I'm not much of a nose blower. I don't be blowing my nose often. I do have to, but like I don't feel like I need to that often, thankfully.
I'm like, man, things up there.
Things up
I want them out.
Me when things are up there.
Mm-hmm.
Things up there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're real for that, though. I mean, I get that. I don't know. Usually, if I feel like that's going on, usually I've had to sneeze by then, so we're good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see what you're
I've already ejaculated it.
Or it's on the way.
Correct. That's one way
building
to put
up
it.
To it.
Yeah. One of the highlights of my day is sneezing.
Mm-hmm,
I had a question for you, Dan.
Let's get it.
It's much better if you have the picture for reference, so I'll send it to you. But unfortunately, the listener won't be able to see it. But there's two ways
we could post that, it on Twitter.
I mean, we can. So, how do you think that this works? I just sent you.
Oh shit! You just sent it to me on.
Correct.
So the question is:
if a dog wore pants, how would it be? Would it be all four legs, or would it be its back too?
Well, the way that looks right is the
back
one on the
two.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, but like, we say dogs have four legs, right?
I don't know. Do we call them legs? Like, probably, right? Aren't they?
All right, I'm gonna do a Google search here.
I believe that they are legs.
How many legs
does a dog have? Huge. This will answer the question. Google
four dogs. Okay,
four
wait,
dogs.
Whoa.
Four dogs.
Okay, wait.
Confused by what you're... It's all dog.
Yes.
Correct.
Always has been.
Everything dog is always dog.
So it says limbs, but then under it says legs. So legs. Leg.
Okay, so
arms versus legs. Our pants. Dogs have four legs.
So are pants only for legs at this point, though?
All right, well, that's the next Google search. Are pants...
No, don't search only that. That's the dumbest thing I've ever searched. Or legs. Come on. Okay. I say the problem with that is that it's like... I don't know, like... They're still legs. So, like... But, like, doesn't it just make sense to have the pants... Like, they're not just to cover your legs. You wear a shirt to cover... You know, your torso, but you wear pants to cover up your, presumably your underwear, and you wear underwear to cover up your penis or whatever else you got going on down there. So, like, it maybe since dogs have genitals, they wear pants to cover up said genitals. Yes? No?
You know, I think it's really hard to, you know, like... It's weird to us because, you know, we're bipedal. We stand upright.
Correct.
So we're like, fuck, that one on the right looks really right to me, you know?
It does look normal.
And then you're like, okay, well, what if we were, you know, what if we were like dogs and had four legs, huh? Then like maybe we wouldn't have the same, maybe if we wore them like on the left and it's like just, it's just normal and that's how we would wear them.
But it looks so goofy.
I know, but, like, maybe it wouldn't look so goofy if we had four legs like dogs.
I think there's just no way that you wear it like this. Like, or, like the left one. I don't know. I think that my argument makes the most sense. I think that, like, you wear
pants... No, I know, and I'm kind of playing devil's advocate here. And,
no, that's
you
fair.
Know, trying to see what... Trying to uncover some other thought processes about this. Because it is an interesting question.
It is.
I think that we should make it mandatory for all dogs to wear pants.
Yeah.
And then we see what people decide.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I'm actually with that. That would answer the question.
Let the people decide.
And while we're on it, I actually think we should make a gorilla and a bear fight. Because that's another burning question that I have.
That
and
is
I
a
need
burning
an
question.
Answer. Exactly.
Did we talk about that?
I don't remember, and I don't think we should, just in case. Mm-hmm. But a gorilla would win. That's all.
Okay. I mean, I'm on side bear, but
yeah,
you know,
I know.
We'll you know, just let that let it cook.
Correct. I think it would be a bad look if we were both on the same side with it, you know?
True.
So,
I don't know why it's true, but true.
No, it is true, even though there's not really any sense behind it.
No, none. No. Again, like I said, I don't know why, but yeah, true.
It rings true. Yeah. So,
that's it with the question portion of the podcast.
Yeah, the loser's Q question. It's the LQQ, if you will.
The LQQ.
Yeah.
Let's talk some League of Legends.
Yeah, you want me to speed run the games that I watched, or do we want to talk about other stuff first?
Well, let's talk about some other stuff first. So,
hit me with it.
LEC, currently, they are... Oh, shit.
Back. They're not.
Currently, LEC not back.
Okay. I was going to say, he's going to say it eventually.
And then LCS back today.
Correct.
I don't
and
know
it's
if they're...
Super Week, I believe. So does that mean they're playing games on Monday? Because they didn't play yesterday.
No.
No.
They are live right now, but it's 30 minutes till they start. So, you know.
Huge.
Nothing,
apparently, you know. According to someone in my Discord, you can get free skins for watching LCS today, so I might actually just have it on in the background.
I mean, true, same.
Yeah, why not? I wonder if I have Twitch mute if I can open it. I can just mute the window. I'm going to do that real quick.
Yeah, you can. I don't know if that, like right now?
Yeah, like right now.
Maybe
I just
they're
don't
like drops.
I don't want it to play into the...
No, I know what you mean, but...
Yeah.
I was just wondering if they're like drops or what it is, you know?
Yeah, I have no clue.
So they are not back yet.
Not back yet. Coming back.
Yes. LEC, is not back yet. And I think there's a couple of roster changes, maybe some possible drama.
Drama?
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
I love drama.
So Perks is benched, and also Kaiser is benched.
Easy. Get him out of here.
I've seen a lot of people say that what's his name? That Perks is washed.
Probably true.
I'll ask you your opinion on that in just a second.
Okay.
But Kaiser bench? Yeah, I don't know about that. But I think Trimby is
their backup?
Yes. I think Trimby is gonna be the guy.
Not a bad backup.
Mm-hmm. I agree. We're gonna see what actually happens, see if anything comes out of this. I don't know. There's been some rumbling of some other drama with like Perks on the team and stuff, so we will we'll see if anything comes out of league Twitter. What's your opinion on Perks washed?
I don't know, probably true. I didn't really watch enough Team Heretics last year to have a full opinion on it, so my opinion is purely based off of what I feel is the truth, and I would say, like, last year on Vitality, he was a bit of a disappointment.
Let's say from when he left G2...
Gamers 2.
Go to C9.
What do you mean? So, like... I think
after he left G2, he appeared washed?
I think he was bad when he came back to Europe. I think he looked fine in North America.
Yeah.
And then when he came back to Europe, I don't think he's been the same. I think that's a fair way to put it. I think that there's a chance that he might be washed, or maybe he just doesn't care enough about it anymore. I don't really know. Sometimes I think it might just be that simple. Like, they don't care as much about the game. So
yeah. Yeah, I completely agree with that. And I think that sucks. Like, I think it sucks in one way that like they don't care about the game anymore, or they don't care as much, or whatever.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just about the bag. And correct. You know, it sucks for maybe those. New players, or the players in Academy or ERLs or Challengers League or wherever,
mm-hmm.
that care a lot and they, want to.
Yeah, they're grinding and they don't get a spot, mm-hmm. because Old Man Perks has a reputation, so he gets to mm-hmm. play.
Yeah. Totally. Even though he doesn't give a shit, yeah.
Correct. So it's Which might kinda, not be the case. Sucks. Maybe he does just suck.
True, we are just like speculating some bullshit.
Correct.
But yeah. But yeah, that's all for LEC and LCS. Now we're gonna move eastward.
East. Wait, hang on. I got a bit more LEC. Apparently, top laner Finn has reached a verbal agreement with Rogue.
Oh, yep. I was supposed to say that too. I forgot.
That's
about all right. That.
I got you covered, Dan.
TY, bro.
Yeah, NP, brother. I think that that's a good signing, because I don't think that their top laner last split was very good. What was it, Shigenda, I think, right?
Yeah.
I think he looked kind of mid most of the time. So, happens.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I totally forgot about that. That happened a little while ago, though.
It was like February 9th, but I think mm-hmm. I think that we didn't talk about it ever, so might as well.
Yeah. No, I agree. That's why I chose you as a co-host, Matt,
Huge.
Always supporting me, us.
I'm the support. The
pod, yeah.
Us. We are
best
us.
Support. LQ.
LQ. Losers Q. That's mm-hmm. us.
True.
Anyways. East.
East. Okay, so let's start LCK. So on Twitter this week, I've seen a lot of stuff about first of all, I saw some stuff about like huge delays during games.
Mm-hmm.
One that was so long that a best of three has lasted 6 hours.
What?
Like longer than 6 hours. and due to network issues, and Showmaker is on screen falling asleep.
That's crazy.
Yes. So a little bit more about this story is that apparently LCK is getting like DDoSed. Oh, and the DRX DK match lasted 6 hours and 50 minutes.
Jesus.
Yes. I would fucking end it.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
Yeah, so apparently the LCK has been DDoS like a bunch, and an official statement from LCK is that they are going to they're going to record all of them and then just broadcast them later.
I see.
Which obviously is the best course of action, but
yeah, wow, you know, that's crazy.
That sucks ass.
No, I hate
people who do that shit.
That actually provides some context to something I was going to bring up later, but mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Cool.
So,
I mean, not cool, but
no, definitely not cool.
Yeah. I wonder if they're keeping the schedule the same. They're just recording them earlier. I'm assuming that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah. I think the schedule's the same. There's a press release by LCK. Let's see. Previously, the LCK announced that the remainder of the spring split match was recorded privately and broadcasted afterwards until further notice due to reduced influence. Due to the recent influence of recent DDoS attacks, they have on league operations to decrease the inconvenience of changing broadcast start times. LCK will plan to start each stream at 9 p.m. weekdays, 7 p.m. weekends. Mm-hmm. However, we ask you for your understanding that these times may be delayed depending on our match outcomes. But yeah, that's kind of it.
So let's speculate. Do you think someone's like holding them hostage? Someone's like, we will DDoS you unless you give us some amount of money.
Like,
you think they're just randomly doing it? I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if they were just randomly doing it, but
I think it's just like some fucking asshole.
I mean, probably, well, but like, what if? Like, why? What do they have to gain by just doing it to just be a goofball? Like,
yeah, like I have no idea. Like, I'm assuming it's probably like trying to be monetary in some way. You know, trying to get money.
Right. That's all I'm asking. I don't know if that's the case or not. Obviously.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't know if they do all the games privately and, you know, broadcast them at, you know, random times or whatever, then, you know, it makes it a lot harder to DDoS them.
True. I would agree with that 100%. Do you have any more you want to talk about? Because I could just segue this into the games that I watched.
Nah, segue it, brother.
Segue. We're on it. The thing with two wheels and the steering wheel. We're going to talk a little LCK and LPL. Mm-hmm. I watched games from today and then a couple of days ago, I believe. I don't remember when Gen G versus KT happened, but that was, I think, the first game that I watched. This was interesting to me because KT is the only team so far this split that has beat Gen G.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, hey, maybe they could do it again. They did not. They got 2-0'd, and it was not very close.
Yeah, they look like they're kind of on a downward trend, unfortunately.
Yeah, I kind of also think that maybe Gen G is just that good.
Fucking nuts, yeah.
Yeah, they look like the best team in the world while I was watching. So
yeah,
did not surprise me at all.
Mm-hmm.
I then watched HLE versus FearX Gaming. This, you know, it was kind of surprising because FearX actually took game one. I've been a big Willer supporter for a while, so
true.
I was not surprised to see him pop off in this first game. But
perform, yeah.
Correct, yeah. But the rest of this game kind of just showed me why Fox is a team that doesn't really have a solid win rate.
No.
They look very disjointed with their fights. They kind of just look a little all over the place. It seems like there's probably still some form of communication error. I don't know what's causing it, but it is why they are losing games, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
So, they kind of got smushed by HLE in the remaining games of the best of three, and it was not very interesting. So there's that. But the main thing I was going to bring up was when I was watching, I was confused because there were no fans. I was like, I was like, did we somehow regress to the pandemic days? Like, I was like, is something bad over there again? Like,
yeah.
I was very confused. I didn't bother looking into it because I didn't even know what to look up at that point. But I think that it just confused me because I hadn't seen it empty like in forever, like since that kind of time period. And there was a coach wearing a mask too, which I thought was strange, which not that it matters if you wear a mask, but I hadn't seen that in a while either. So, so yeah, anyways, that you answered my question when you brought up that story.
Yeah, that's probably why.
it is absolutely why. There's no way they would have fans in if they're just, like, you know, trying to have the games go on at a time so that the DDoSer won't know. So,
yes.
Anyways, that's the that's all the LCK I watched. I watched quite a bit of LPL this week, however. I got a good 4 best of 3s in. I watched LNG versus Ultra Prime. LNG wind up winning this one in a best of 3. It went all 3 games. Ultra Prime, I think they aren't a very good team, and I think that LNG's loss to them in this series kind of came off of the weaknesses that this team has. They have issues closing out games, and it seems like their early game is like it's very good, but the mid game they don't snowball it as well. So that was a big issue for them. Game one, however, LNG did win in like it was like 25 minutes, something like that. So I was like, hey, you know, this is kind of like a turning point for them maybe, but it is just Ultra Prime. So them losing after that and then their last game going like 30 minutes, not a good look. Especially since they were in the lead the entire time. So not a good look for them. I then watched Jim Dog Gaming Intel Esports Club versus Thunder Talk. JDG 2-0'd them pretty swiftly. They look to be the best team potentially still. I did watch the other top teams play, or two of the other top teams. I think there's probably like 3 or 4 that are still at the top. I'm going to double check that now. But I watched IG versus Top Esports. I was pretty excited for this one because IG's had a pretty good split so far, apparently, and I hadn't gotten to see many of their games. So I went ahead and watched, and I was not fully disappointed. I thought they looked pretty good in the game that they won, but the rest, it kind of just seemed like Top Esports were kind of just doing their thing, and they kind of just let them. And in game 3, TN was on the Lee Sin, and I kind of feel like that's like a signature pick for him. So, you kind of expect him to perform on that pick, and he absolutely did. So, Top Esports do win it in 3 games, but it was close. Then I watched FPX versus NIP. This was rather unexpected for me because I didn't actually know that FPX was having a good split.
Who the heck is NIP?
It's Ninjas in Pajamas.
Oh, yeah,
Or, sorry, Shenzhen Ninjas in Pajamas.
Oh, how could you, man?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't know that this FPX team was this good, but I don't even know if they are good because apparently they keep winning in cheese ways, but they actually wound up 2-0-ing NIP, who was, I believe, tied for first at the time of this game. I could be wrong on that. I'm not – don't quote me. But they – I don't know. They looked – very good. FPX as a team, I think, played the map better than NIP.
The Ninjas.
Yeah, we'll just call them NIP. they honestly were in a very losing position in game one, and they kind of just started like backdooring them whenever they would go for an objective, and it really worked out. Like it carried them. It would split the teams, and it would help them win fights. And it was honestly some pretty insane macro. And I'd like to know who was making the calls to do that.
I would. All right, I got a question.
Hit me with it.
Is that cheese? You think?
I mean, backdooring is like not cheese exactly. It's just if you watch the games, you would kind of be like, "Wow, they're like winning this when they shouldn't be." So maybe it just feels like cheese. You know?
Yeah, maybe it's like.
It really was them outsmarting them, to be honest. Like they were just playing
macro better. You know?
Absolutely. I would say that it was good macro that kind of carried them. And it may have been, you know, the Ninjas not, you know, playing the macro correctly. But I do think that it's not even like they played horribly. Like, I think that their top laner just, like, FPX's top laner was just splitting very efficiently. Like, he was getting a lot done, and they couldn't really match him. Even though the rest of his team was behind, it helped the rest of his team get back in. So, they
Who's
wound
their
up,
top laner, do you, if you
it
remember?
It is Zhao Lao Hu. I'm looking at it right now. Their jungler Milky Way also had an incredible series. He was on the Lee Sin in the first game, and he was very impressive. I would say he honestly carried. And then the second game, he was playing Graves, and he was basically the AD carry. He went like 10-1 in the game. So, I will probably be watching more FPX because I think that they're an exciting team now after that game. So, and apparently they beat top esports before this, so they've kind of taken down all the top teams.
Yeah,
that I've seen them watch play against at least.
Yeah. So, yeah, I need to watch some more leg.
It's all right. We'll lock in eventually.
Yeah.
It's been busy.
It's true.
True.
But that's all that you've seen for league
yes,
this
that's,
week.
That's all I got.
Nice.
I wish I could have watched more, but I might try and get some more in tomorrow. Catch up for next week.
So. Yeah, I mean, I'll be watching some today.
True.
Fuck. Sorry. Where
are
we at?
No, you're good. I don't know where we're at. I woke up this morning not knowing where I'm at. So I've been in that perpetual state this entire day.
All right, let's move on to our media review. But
media
before
review,
we
part one, even.
But before yes, but before we jump into it, do you want to talk about what we did last night, Matt?
Yeah, let's talk about it, Dan.
Sweet, Matt. Matt and I went to we went and saw Gideon.
Yes.
The was that our last?
I think it was the most recent media
album,
review, right?
Media review.
Yeah, pretty sure.
Yeah.
Because I gave you album after that. Yeah.
Yes. So I like. It was like Wednesday. I was like,
"Yes."
I was talking to my other friends that were going, and they're like, "Oh shit! Like our car's full," and so I was like, "Okay, I'll just have to drive myself." So I was like, "Ah, what if I like ask somebody else to come with me?" So I asked Matt, and I was like, "Bro, long shot."
True.
Like if you're down, like I'm going to go see Gideon on Friday if you want to go.
Yeah, and I remember you had brought that up, I think, when we talked about the album the last time, so.
Yeah.
I had kind of already known about it, but.
True. But, you know, I thought it was still a long shot because it was only, like, 2 days before.
Yeah.
But, fortunately, you were able to join me.
Yeah, I was very down when you asked me. I haven't seen live music in a while either, so I was kind of just more in it no matter what it was going to be, like.
Yeah.
I enjoy doing that, so fun. I had a lot of fun.
How many like live shows have you gone to?
It's probably like 5 total. Yeah. It's not been a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they were probably all like 2017, 2018, 19, so it's been a little while.
Yeah. Pre-COVID.
Pre-COVID.
So we went and I mean I had a good ass time. I like to go into the mosh pits and like the other bands that played before, Gideon, left an impression on me. At least 2 of them did.
Yeah, definitely.
I think I'm going to give those guys a listen. But the bands that played, I can't remember what the first name was. Was it like Such?
Yeah, it was like, I thought it was, I kept thinking that they were saying Fudge, but I don't think that's what they were saying. They were.
I think they were a local band, so
I believe so. Yeah, I don't even think they were on the thing that I saw.
Which I like is what Gideon did last time they were there when I saw them. They also had a. It was actually kind of funny. They had a local band, and it was like their last show ever. They're like, we're done after this, no more.
That's crazy.
So, you know, we got to like see their last show and shit. So. But they had this band play and, it was, they had, you know, the band Primus, Matt?
I've heard of them. Yeah.
They kind of do the same thing where they had like the mask and shit on. So Such had like these masks on and the lead singer was like saying that they were aliens and shit. And,
correct.
I thought it was really funny. We thought it was really funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
You know, they they brought some good energy, some good vibes. So
yeah,
that was the first band, and then the next two bands was No Cure and Fox Lake, and man, those guys also fucking brought it. I think those two bands were the ones that really left an impression on me, and I'll probably get down listening to them more.
Yeah, I neither of them really stood out too much to me, but I think it was like it was cool to see them. It was still, you know, I enjoyed their stuff during the show, but I don't know if I'd like listen to it outside of that setting, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Completely agree with that.
I thought it was fun.
Like, or that, not agree, but understand.
Yeah, no, I get what you mean. I thought that their portion of the show was fun. Like, I think it was like the first band that you mentioned. What was it? The Cure or Cure, whatever their name was.
No Cure.
Because the Cure is a band, so they're like the counter to that band. They're No Cure.
Nah, Zero Cure.
Zero Cure. Band is like The Cure. They're like, no. So that's them. Anyways, there was like almost a fight in the... There was a fight. There absolutely was a fight in the pit that resulted from the pit, at least. And that's why I remember their performance more than anything.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, we kind of talked about it, and like, these guys are just kind of... Just some fucking goobers. Like,
yes.
Just being stupid. Like, I don't know. The people who do that shit, it's like... So stupid.
Yeah, I don't even fully understand why it happened, but I kept seeing...
You never know.
I kept seeing what happened after the fact. I'm going to assume... I'm going to create a narrative.
Let's hear
just
it.
Just because I think that I have to. So, like, the one dude who was, like, a part of the fight... Exactly. It's my duty. One of the dudes who was a part of the fight was there with a woman, right? So, like...
Okay.
This other dude...
Fault.
I mean, not
God
directly...
God forbid women do anything.
Correct. Not directly her fault, but the other dude who was the aggressor, I would say, in this scenario, he was in the pit and he was kind of going a little crazy. He was doing a little bit of, like, I don't know if you would call it like helicoptering, but he had his arm.
I call it karate.
You call it karate, but he had his arms out. He was just kind of like spinning around swinging. And yes. I kind of feel like dude's girl caught one in the face. And I think that he probably went up to dude and shoved him. And then I think the rest...
Oh, snap.
Exactly. I think the rest of that was, like, a chain reaction from that.
Yeah.
And it, like, had a brief pause to it, and then it, like, kind of happened again. And, like, then it stopped again, and then, like, seconds later, like, the dude was, like, maybe, like, 5 feet in front of me. The dude who I would say was the one maybe defending his girl. This is all speculation again. But I believe that... The other guy, the aggressor, came over and jumped at him and started throwing punches. I know he did that. I don't know who he was trying to connect the punches onto, but he did jump at someone and start throwing a few punches. So I don't know. I don't know fully what happened after that. I kept seeing the other guy later on in the night, and he looked fine. But then I saw the girl he was with, and she was like holding her mouth. But I'm pretty sure she got punched a couple of times. There was one time I saw her get like... spinning backhanded, like, and then I saw it happen again, so I'm fairly certain she got it twice.
I mean, hey, if you're out there,
yeah, you have to be ready for that.
Like, shit happens.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't think that it's like, I don't think she should have been out there, but like, you know, if you're out there, you have to accept it.
Yeah, if you're out there, you accept the risk. And,
correct.
You know,
absolutely.
Whatever happens, happens.
It's kind of crazy to me that people are just down for that. Like,
oh, I'm so down for it.
Have you ever caught one? Have you ever caught a stray?
I mean, yeah, like a couple times. I mean, last night I got hit like in the stomach.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like a spinning backhand, like that kind of shit you see in like the MMA.
I kind of like, I really watch those guys because I don't want to catch a stray.
Yeah, no, I know.
And I know how to, you know,
avoid them.
Yeah,
you kind of just like throw your arms up as well, like.
If
you might just
like,
catch one on the forearm, like that's not that bad.
If you're like on the edge and there's dudes doing that, you just like put your fist out and then like you just like they you just like keep them away.
Yeah,
and that's like it.
Yeah, no, I get it. I'm not saying it's like impossible to avoid. It's just like it seems like sometimes people are just in the middle with reckless abandon, you know?
Oh, and, yeah.
And it's you're gonna get that. That's gonna happen.
Whatever. I'm just going to send it.
Yeah, there were a couple people who came out with, like, blood on their face, and that's okay. I mean, you know, I'm not, like, judging. I think it's pretty cool. But not me. Never. I mean, maybe not never. I won't say never.
Yeah.
But not currently.
And you know, like, we kind of had like a discussion in the car about like mosh pits and stuff like on the way.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, it's like a vibes based thing, or, you know, like an energy kind of based thing where it's like, you know, oh shit, like shit's going good. And then you like, it's just like, that's how you like release or like join into that with that energy, you know?
Sure. It's how you ejaculate, if you will. Bunch of dudes come in there even. Just ejaculating. That's all
come
it is.
Even. Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
There's ladies too.
Sure. Mainly dudes though.
True.
Just wanted to clarify.
Yeah. There's a high ratio of men to females.
Correct.
So, so yeah, there's that. And then, the next band that played before Gideon was, Left to Suffer, which, I really like. And this is my second time seeing them. I enjoyed that. I crowd surfed on stage and then I took the microphone.
He did. I saw that. That was pretty sick.
And
that was one of the highlights of my night. Just seeing you jump up there, grab the mic. I didn't even hear what you said. And then you just jumped
off. I didn't either.
So sick. That was so funny. The dude looked so confused when you grabbed the mic, even though he literally said, if you know the words, come up here and grab the mic. He was like, the fuck? I don't think he was ready
Whatever,
for you
bro.
To do it.
Yeah. I mean, don't be a fucking pussy. You just do it.
Yeah, no, I agree.
No. And then, but, like, after I jumped off, then it's like they just, like, crowd surfed me back up there. So then I went and jumped off on the other side.
You're
so.
Like, oh, fuck.
Uh-huh.
Run
just
it back.
Just perpetual fucking, I'm never getting out of here.
They keep throwing your ass up there.
Uh-huh.
MVP so. Of the whole show is absolutely, there was a bouncer who caught, like, 10 dudes.
Oh my god!
He was
one of them
crazy.
Saved me. One of them saved my fucking
Did
ass.
He,
dude.
Was it the tall dude? There was a really tall fucking guy who he
I
caught.
Don't...
Bro, he was like, he had to have caught almost every single person.
Oh, you know what? I think it was a photographer.
Photographer, yeah, he was catching people too. There was a
I
dude
was like...
waiting on the side of the stage. Just he knew what he had to do, and he went out there and did it. And I respect that.
Those people are my fucking saviors.
Yeah, they're like... crazy. Imagine just catching a whole ass human being.
Those are real heroes.
True.
So then after that, Gideon came up and joined myself with them. And what did you think of them live compared to just listening to them on, you know, on Spotify, I guess.
I would say the live experience definitely as a whole changed my opinion on the genre. I do think that it's more enjoyable live. I mean, without a doubt, it's more enjoyable live. I think the feeling of it more so than anything is what kind of carries it. I don't think any of it made me want to listen to it not live more, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
I would
I
say I
saying.
Still feel the same about it as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it did give me an appreciation for it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I enjoyed that portion of it quite a bit. Like just being there. I think I would say Gideon was by far the best act we saw as well. They
were the most
put together out of the bunch.
Yeah.
I really like the fact that after every song, the lead singer said, thank you. That was it was very funny to me. I don't know why. Just after every song, thank you.
Thank you.
He would go from like just screaming to thank you.
Thank you.
Perfect.
There's,
I was like, hey,
there's some,
you're welcome,
some
bro.
People I've seen where they're just like, thank you. Like, they, like, fucking whisper it.
Yeah, probably because their voice is killing them after the fucking...
I think that's funny.
Yeah.
You know, that's something that a lot of people, you know, assume happens, but there's actually, like, coaches out there to teach, you know, these vocalists how to protect their voice and do it correctly so that they don't fuck their shit up.
Sure.
Do that, I have no idea, so...
I would assume that if you're in it as a profession, you probably are doing that to some extent.
Yeah. I would say the same.
Yeah. Cool.
So, yeah. It's a good day.
I agree. I had a
Matt and
fun.
I both got some Gideon merch. I hope he likes it.
I do like the merch. I would not have bought it if I didn't like it.
Yeah, true. Yeah, 100%.
I was like, oh, yeah, I will buy this because I like it. I think the design of their logo looks sick, and it's just a goofy camo shirt.
True.
I love that like retro camo look. I think it looks so funny.
I think it goes pretty hard, I think.
Yeah.
All right then. Let's get into the actual media review.
Yeah. Dune.
After our show review. Dune.
Dune.
The first one.
Dune part one, if you will.
Duno.
Duno. I'm really hoping that we haven't already talked about this movie. I don't believe we did because I think we both watched it on Discord before we started the podcast, if I'm correct. I'm not 100% certain now.
I think we saw it live. Or not live. Live. What the fuck am I talking about? We saw it in theaters.
I saw it in theaters. You and I watched it over Discord. I'm positive of that. I'm positive. I have no doubts in my head that that is what happened.
You've got these like convictions that a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't always agree with them.
No, that's valid. You don't have to.
Because I remember them completely different. So.
I know for a fact when I saw this film in theaters only once, I saw it just me and my brother, or my brother and I, however you say it. And I know that
you know what? It don't matter. Anyways, we're talking
about
Duno.
We're talking about Duno.
Second one just released on the 29th.
Technically came out on March 1st.
Technically
March 1st, but there was an early showing. They always do like early showings day prior and whatnot. So
early.
I went and caught myself one of those, but we'll talk about that at a later date because this is part one of the media review.
Yes, I'm going to. I might see it tonight. I might fuck around and see it tonight. We'll see what happens.
He might see it tonight. He might see it tonight. We don't know.
True. So.
True.
I watched this just last week kind of to prepare.
Yep. I watched this Wednesday night to also prepare. I planned on, I knew I was seeing Dune the following day, or Dune Part 2 the following day. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to refresh my memory. And I also enjoy this movie quite a bit. So, that was my reason for the rewatch, and I think it just times out real well for both of us, having watched it recently. We also watched something else that we could have talked about, but we'll talk about this now.
Yeah, we've actually watched a ton of movies you could probably talk about.
Yeah, correct. I have also, actually, that just reminded me, end of month, I'll go over it after. I'll speed run it after. yeah, movies have consumed me.
Matt is movies.
I am movies. I'm movie Matt. so
that's a good one.
How do you want to talk about this one, Dan? What do you like? What do you hate? What do you not wish was in it? What do you wish was in it? What do you feel about this movie?
I like the whole movie. I've always liked these kind of sci-fi kind of movies.
Sure.
Where there's different planets and different kind of cultures that they explore that like literally somebody has made up.
Correct. just invent a new culture. Easy.
Literally invent a new culture and a language. And it's like all of this shit. I think that's really impressive. And,
shout out to Frank Herbert.
Yeah, true. Is he the author of
the
books? So I really like that. I like all the visuals in this and, another thing is how they like come up with the different vehicles and technologies that they use in here.
God, yes, bro. The Fopter?
Yes. That thing goes so hard.
It's sick.
The story is... I think it's kind of difficult to follow because I think there's like a lot going on.
Okay.
I think this is definitely a movie that requires subtitles.
That's fair.
Because I think there's a lot of stuff that you can miss, and I think because when I saw it the first time, I don't remember if we had subtitles or not, but I felt like I missed a bunch of stuff.
Sure.
So I watched it this time and I had subtitles on. I was like, okay. I get all of this now. Like, the basic premise is this prince is like Jesus.
That's a good way to put it, yes.
And you know, he's like having these dreams about like a holy war and shit, and like how it goes down, basically. That's like the premise of the movie. And you know, kind of the preamble to that. I guess that's the premise of the movie. I'll let you kind of discuss on what you like and hate.
Yeah.
Or not hate, I guess dislike.
Sure. I like the movie quite a bit. I don't really have.
I do too. I do want to make that clear that I do like the movie a lot.
I don't think you were coming off as someone who didn't like it. I don't have the same issues following the story with, like, that you do. I don't think that it's. I do think that, like, there's a lot of different names that are used. I think that subtitles help with that. I didn't fully understand the idea of the Bene Gesserit at first. But upon rewatching the second time,
explain a little bit what that is. So.
Yeah, it's basically just fortune teller women. not even like fortune teller. They're just like, they're some kind of humanoid woman.
Is that like the witches?
Yeah, like I guess you could say witches. So I would say
I thought they called them that in there. So
I think that they're basically witches. Yes, they are only women, but I believe that I don't know enough about the Bene Gesserit lore, but they are primarily women, and they have the ability to, it seems, have some form of foresight into the future. They are essentially witches, like Danny said, and I don't know if they're only supposed to have daughters, but anyways, one of them, the main character's mother, is a Bene Gesserit, and I believe that means that her son has some of their traits and can learn anything that they can learn and has all of their abilities. They have this thing called the voice, and it is basically a voice that commands you to do something and you are forced to do it. I don't think in universe they've shown anyone to be able to withstand the voice, so there's that. I mean, I think maybe a Bene Gesserit can withstand the voice. Anyways, to quit the rambling, I think that the rewatches of it have helped me kind of understand more of, like, the other stuff that maybe doesn't exactly pertain directly to the main story immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
It helps me understand that a bit more, like the Bene Gesserit. They don't fully matter to the main story, but they definitely will. Yeah. And you know, you could argue that they do, because they're basically a propaganda machine, is it kind of like the best way to put it in the first movie.
Yeah.
I think they are crucial to the story, so it's hard to say that they're not, they don't matter, but like, it didn't really matter to the story at first, because really the plot is just about a family, a house, if you will, being sent to a planet to be doomed there. They're just destined to fail. So, and it's about the fall of
the house. And notice Matt said doomed there.
No,
not
I did say doomed. I said doomed.
He said doomed.
I said doomed. We'll edit that. I do think I get where you're coming from with it being hard to follow, but I think upon rewatches, for sure, I definitely have been more able to capture what's going on.
I 100% agree with that.
I was not confused at all.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm much more concrete on like what's going on and what everybody's, you know, everybody's got going on.
I 100%. I don't feel like I missed anything in the first movie at all. I know everything. Do you have a favorite scene? I feel like we're past spoiler territory with this. I feel like if you haven't seen the first Dune by now, you probably might not ever see it.
100%.
Adem,
yeah.
If you haven't
seen
it
out?
Yet, it came out in 2021.
It's been
like 3 years.
It's been 3 years, all right? Yeah. If you haven't seen it, we're out of spoiler territory.
If you haven't seen it, just come back in like 5 minutes. Or like skip 5 minutes ahead. We'll
this is the spoiler alert.
Exactly. You've been warned. Favorite scene.
Because
I feel like this one has a couple of standout moments for me, for sure.
I think I've got two that I'm gonna
Yeah, hit me with it. Do your best to describe them.
So
you could just generalize it though.
What are the bad dude's names? I can't
Harkonnen.
Remember.
Harkonnen. There's also the Harkonnen.
Yes.
I don't remember what the
Hark.
Hark. I don't remember what the Emperor's men are called.
New Groove. That's them.
New Groove.
They're the New Grooves.
They're the New Grooves. Correct. Oh yeah. No, you're right.
The Emperor's
it's
New
the
Groove.
The Emperor's
Come
New
on.
Groove. No, I know. I know. You're right.
So the Harkonnens have taken over Dune Planet.
Correct.
What is Arrakis. It? Arrakis. Arrakis, yes.
Arrakis. That'd be a little on the nose, don't you think?
I have thought that. And I was like, are they trying to say something? Because when were these books written?
Like,
when
60s,
did they come out?
I think.
The 60s. Okay. So that's before, you know, all the Iraq war shit went down. I was like, is there like, you know.
Actually, it might have been the 70s.
Are they kind of pointing at something? So.
Yeah, no.
So the Harkonnens have like taken back Harkonnens have taken back Arrakis.
Sure.
the ruler of the Hark people was told by the Emperor to not kill
Paul Atreides.
The wife and the son.
Yeah, Lady Jessica and Paul Atreides.
Yeah, so they take them in a thopter.
Thopter.
And you know, they're like fucking, you know, bound up and shit, and Paul is like trying to use the voice to you know, get his mother free so she can use her more powerful voice powers.
Correct.
To, you know, fuck shit up. So he like does that, or he like tries it the first time and is like, oh, don't work, sorry. And then the next time he like gets it and like, you know, he gets his mom, like her mouth cover is removed, and then she just starts like sending it and and like getting these guys to kill each other and shit, and they're, you know, killing them and stuff, and they kind of use that as their way to get out. So the Harkonnens did not know that Paul like had these abilities and stuff, so you know, caught these MFs off guard.
Correct.
And I think that scene was very cool, like how they escape and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then my second scene is when he's got to put his hand in the box.
Oh yeah.
And he just powers through that shit, and he's like,
he tanks it literally.
Yeah, he literally tanks it, and he like looks at the witch and he's like, what's up, bitch, like, fuck you gonna do? And she's like, oh fuck. You know, so you know, and then she's like talking shit to his mom after, and I was like, bro, come on. So
give him some credit.
Yeah, you know, it's like, come on, man. He literally tanked the box.
He literally tanked the box.
And if he didn't tank the box, he was gonna die.
He was gonna die. It was tank the box or die. I think it's probably pretty easy to take the box if your life's on the line.
Yeah. So I thought that scene was really cool also.
Nice.
You know, that's how I'm trying to be. I'm trying to tank the box.
Aren't we all?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself, Dan. I have two that I would name as well. Specifically, yeah. The first one that comes up in the movie that I think really stands out to me quite a bit is it's the scene when Josh Brolin's character, Gurney, I don't remember his first name, Gurney Howell, mm-hmm. It might be Gurney Howell or something like that. Anyways, the scene when he wakes up after shit's hitting the fan on Arrakis because they're getting invaded in the middle of the night, and he's kind of just like leading men through the battlefield. Mm-hmm. When he has the group behind him, his platoon behind him, and they start charging at Harkonnen, and mm-hmm. he's like with me, and the bagpipes hit, crazy. I'm like, I am with you, Gurney. I'm with you. I'm there forever. And that entire ensuing scene is one of the best battle sequences in a sci-fi movie that I think I've seen since maybe Helm's Deep that I can remember at least. It moves the needle for me. It does a lot. It's like 50 seconds of pure sci-fi bliss. Mm-hmm. And then the next one, it's another moment that I think is just meant to be in there to get you ready to run through a brick wall. It's when Duncan Idaho saves Paul Atreides and Lady Jessica. Mm-hmm. When he fights off like a bunch of Harkonnen men and whatever the Emperor's new grooves, when he fights a bunch of them off in the hallway, and he ends up getting stabbed in the gut, and then they're breaking down the door to get to Paul again, and he gets back up after being stabbed in the gut, and then kills like five more dudes. Ooh, yeah, that's something
huge.
It's so good.
That shit goes hard also.
I could gush a lot about this movie, to be honest. I think that its weakest point might be the fact that it's a part one. But after seeing part two, I don't know if it's fully changed my opinion on it, because I still think that it would probably be better if it was just one longer thing, but I know that's not realistic, so I have to deal with it.
Yeah.
I think that the world building in this movie is... It's honestly like second to none. I feel like they really do a great job. It feels like it's something that's based on something in a very good way. Like, they take the time to like really explain everything to you. They build the world of Arrakis itself like very well, better than most other movies could. Like I don't think anything compares to it in recent fiction. So, it's quite the spectacle for me. It's shot beautifully. It's just all in all, I think it's one of the better sci-fi movies of the past, decade.
Yeah. So, in about two, 4 weeks,
4 weeks,
is that when we're doing next movie?
I don't know. We'll have to see.
In about 4 weeks, we'll be going over Dune 2.
Yeah. Hopefully. I'm assuming Dan will have seen it by then. I'm hoping to see it again by then.
Yeah, I'm hoping to see it tonight. Maybe Matt, you could fuck around and come out this way, and then we could
watch that again.
Regal. No, we just don't have to see it in IMAX the second time, you know?
Yeah, no, that's valid.
I think first time I see it in IMAX, and then second time, all right, I don't got to see it in IMAX.
That could be a play.
Yeah.
That could be a play. What are you giving this one, Dan?
I'm going to give this one an 8. And the only reason it's not higher than an 8 is because, you know, I think the story is kind of, it is difficult to follow without, you know, some rewatches.
Sure.
In my opinion. So I think that's the only reason I give it an 8. I mean, I think it's good.
Yeah.
And recommend watching it, especially if you're going to go see the new one.
Absolutely.
Which unfortunately it's not on Netflix anymore.
True. But, it is on Max, I believe.
Yeah. So if you have that, then send it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think I'm giving this one an 8 as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because I do think that it is incomplete. I do think that while I think that the world building is next to flawless, I do think that it can be a bit difficult upon rewatches. I think that it hurts it more than anything, but I don't think it's a bad thing. I think 8 or 9 is a very solid number for this, but I'm going 8 just because it's what I'm feeling right now.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Good movie. Thumbs up.
Agreed.
Recommend. Do watch if you have 2.5 hours. Yep, both of them.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got, Dan? Nothing, right?
I think that's it.
Yeah,
there was a movie that we watched this week that was...
Oh, dude, I just remembered what else I've got. It's Matt Watches Many Movies.
True.
February edition. I've got to find the start, and I've got to speak.
Okay, wait.
Okay, yeah.
How many movies did you watch?
I watched 20, because I had to catch up some, so it might have, I think it was technically 28.
I think you did a couple double features, so.
Oh, I definitely did. I watched 29 movies last month.
And that's one for each day of the month.
That's huge. The goal. I'm going to keep that up.
Have you caught up? Do you have one for each day of the year so far?
I've got to watch 2 today, because I missed yesterday.
today.
Two, understandable. It's probably gonna be two today or two tomorrow or something like that. But I will be catching up. I will not let myself.
Do you count? Out. You count movies that you saw in theater also, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Obviously,
I'm
okay.
specifying if they were in theaters or not as well, but that doesn't really matter a whole lot. So I started the month in not a great way. I watched this movie called the. I'm not gonna go over it. I'm gonna just speed run it. I watched The Boogeyman, The Black Coat's Daughter, The Beekeeper. Wow, a lot of bees. Oblivion. B.
That's Morbius.
No, that one. It's got Tom Cruise in it. The Taking of Deborah Logan, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, 13 Sins, When Harry Met Sally, Cabin Fever 2, Spring Fever, Train to Busan, Cloverfield, Past Lives, 10 Cloverfield Lane, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, 28 Days Later, what a good streak, The Cloverfield Paradox, Salome, The Iron Claw, The Passenger, Spy Kids, Anatomy of a Fall, The Cabin in the Woods, X, Killers of the Flower Moon, Dune, and Dune Part 2.
Banger. Okay.
Yeah, I closed out the month in a strong way. The worst movie I watched from this month is Morbius by far, and the best movie I watched was The Iron Claw.
Iron Claw. What did you watch that on?
I bought it on YouTube.
Yeah. I also watched Cloverfield. I was a little bit behind you guys because you guys watched Cloverfield one day, and then you guys watched 10 Cloverfield Lane. And I had already seen Paradox, so
yeah.
I ended up watching a different movie that day. I watched Cloverfield for the first time. Woo! Banger.
Yeah, that movie for the first time is quite a ride, and I've watched it a lot since then. I'm a very big fan of that movie.
Yeah. The second one is going to come out eventually.
It'll just randomly pop out, and I'm sure of that.
Yeah.
Also, you said not a banger when I said Spy Kids. I'd like to ask why you think that.
I've gone back and I think I've watched one of them and I was like, all right, these movies don't hold up. Like that's literally all. I haven't seen that one in a while, so you know that was kind of just off the cuff, brain.
It is 100% a movie for children.
Not really. And when I was a child, banger,
literally one of the best movies of all time. I loved Spy Kids when I was a child.
Yeah.
They're fine. It's hard to say that it's a good movie, but it's not bad. It's fun. I don't know. Mm-hmm. They're kind of fun. They're kind of enjoyable.
They are fun. They are fun.
I think that the second and third are probably a bit more fun than this first one, because I think this one was probably playing a little close to the vest, you know?
Yeah, they had to get the ball rolling first, and then they unleash some silliness.
Exactly. I'm very excited to watch the other two, so... Mm-hmm. I don't know if we're going to watch the fourth one. I don't know if I have that in me.
<'Cause>
I don't even think I saw that one when I was a child. So
I don't think I have either.
I think I might have been past child at that point, even when it came out. I don't know for sure. But
okay, in the same vein as same vein as Spy Kids, Sharkboy and Lavagirl, you going to...
That's a tough sell as well, I think. I think that movie is probably just not good. Even if you're a kid, it might not be good. I don't know. I don't remember it from my childhood at all.
I've seen it. There is definitely some funny moments in there.
I remember
they were not supposed to be funny.
I remember George Lopez, whatever the fuck his name is, in the fucking like his face plastered on like this cartoon thing. I don't know, man. It's
funny.
Yeah, it's some
great movie.
So anyways, that's the movies for the month. I will be watching 31 days in March.
Think so.
31 days. Yeah, I'm watching 31 more movies this month. So.
All right. Hot.
The goal is to I'm trying to like catch up where I can and like overlap if I can, cuz I'm going to be taking vacation time in the year. So like
yeah, so it's
hard to watch.
You got to have some you want to be ahead, so
exactly.
You don't have to catch up, you know.
I was ahead going into February, but I missed about 4 days, so
RIP.
it was tough to catch up.
Mhm.
A lot of double features.
True.
But we did get there, so
sick.
Yeah.
All right, I think that's it from us.
Yeah, that's what's your name again?
I'm Dan.
That's Dan. I'm
Fun episode.
Yeah, fun episode.
Mhm.
Always love talking to Dan.
True. I like talking to Matt.
That's crazy. I'm Matt. I can't believe he said that. That this was Loser's Q. That was Loser's Q. Whatever you want to say.
This was an episode of Loser's Q.
Yes, this is part one.
Mm-hmm.
How did Dune end?
I don't know.
Say, like, what was like the final line in Dune? Because we could end it, and then like part two, we could like start off.
Desert power.
Desert power. There it is.